Apple faced a significant setback as new data shows that iPhone sales plummeted by 24% in the first 6 weeks of 2024. This is FinWeekly, where I talk about what you need to know in the world of finance and the economy. Please share and subscribe. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024, and I cannot believe it's already March. This year is absolutely flying by. First up, we have Congress's patchwork plan to avert shutdown. To kick off the week, U.S. congressional leaders unveiled a $436 billion package agreement to fund significant portions of the U.S. government through September 30th. This deal, covering about a quarter of government agency funding, aims to prevent another shutdown and resolve ideological disputes that have persisted for over 5 months. While it addresses issues like preventing oil sales to China and tracking foreign purchases of U.S. farmland, it notably excludes funding for contentious departments like defense and homeland security. The agreement prioritizes maintaining government operations without imposing major cuts or controversial policy changes, ensuring the continuation of essential services such as food aid programs like WIC and veterans healthcare. Crucially, though, flat funding for domestic spending may strain agency budgets, affecting services like veterans healthcare and food assistance for vulnerable populations. More broadly, the agreement reflects compromises between the divided political parties and highlights priorities in spending and policy, including redirecting funds for tax audits and repurposing COVID-19 pandemic relief funds. Next up, NVIDIA's rise echoes Tesla hype train. Meanwhile in tech, NVIDIA's remarkable ascent in the stock market is drawing parallels with Tesla's sudden surge several years ago, reflecting a fervent belief in the transformative power of technology like AI. While NVIDIA's exponential growth, which we covered last week, is fueled by robust sales in AI-related chips, just as Tesla dominated the EV market, Musk's company should offer a cautionary tale. Investors high on the promise of tech innovation must face the harsh reality of market dynamics and historical precedents, such as the dot-com bubble. Despite NVIDIA's profitability and strong position in the market, challenges from competitors like advanced micro devices and shifting customer strategies pose potential risks. While the hype is certainly exciting, individual investors should be cautious and remain aware that there is always risk in the market. If sentiment or the global economy falters, we could see ripple effects across the technology and semiconductor industries. Looking at the big picture, though NVIDIA symbolizes the potential of AI, we need to consider lessons from the past to help navigate future uncertainties effectively. Moving on, bond bulls buy the dip. In the bond market, investors from firms like PIMCO, T. Rowe Price, DWS Investment, and BNY Mellon are gearing up to purchase U.S. Treasury bonds despite unexpected rises in bond yields this year, anticipating a future economic slowdown in 2024. Lower inflation rates have made 10-year Treasury yields around 4.5% attractive for investors seeking buying opportunities in the bond market. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's upcoming statements and economic data releases, including the monthly U.S. employment report, are expected to heavily influence market sentiment and potentially trigger further yield swings. As you may already know, changes in bond yields can impact various financial products for the average individual, such as mortgages and savings accounts, affecting borrowing cost and portfolio values. More broadly, fluctuations in U.S. bond yields can influence international markets, investor sentiment, currency exchange rates, and capital flows, consequently affecting investment and economic growth globally. Moving on, investors up their Macy's bid. Meanwhile, Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital Management have increased their bid for Macy's by 14% after the retailer rejected their initial proposal. Now offering $24 per share, a 33% premium to Macy's Friday closing price, the potential investors are persistent in their pursuit despite Macy's restructuring efforts. If successful, the acquisition could lead to changes in Macy's operations, affecting customers and employees alike. Whether those changes would be positive or negative, we can't yet be sure. However, a buyout of Macy's could signal massive shifts in the retail industry, influencing investor strategies and impacting the real estate market, given the company's extensive commercial presence. Looking ahead, the outcome of this bid may set precedences for future retail sector investments and restructuring efforts. Let's keep going. NYCB face real estate reckoning. Remember Bank Failure Fridays? Well, last week, the commercial real estate lender New York Community Bancorp faced credit downgrades from both Fitch and Moody's, dropping to junk status following the revelation of, quote, material weaknesses in its loan risk tracking processes. In addition, Moody's also highlighted potential future credit losses linked to office and multifamily loans. According to the agencies, NYCB's downgrade to BB Plus by Fitch and to B3 by Moody's stemmed from concerns over its concentrated exposure to commercial real estate, particularly in New York City. Following these revelations, investor worries deepened as NYCB announced the need to strengthen loan reviews, raising concerns about vulnerability to struggling commercial property owners, such as apartment landlords. So, where does this leave the bank and its shareholders? As you might expect, the stock price immediately experienced a major dip in value, with NYCB's stock plummeting by over 26% by $3.22 per share, marking a more than 65% decline for the year. For regular folks, this could impact investors' portfolios and financial goals while signaling vulnerabilities within the commercial real estate sector, potentially affecting investor confidence and lending practices in similar institutions globally. As for the prognosis, despite reassurances from NYCB's new CEO about liquidity and a turnaround plan, the extent of recovery remains uncertain amidst ongoing credit concerns. So while the executives are projecting strength, investors still need to be cautious until the dust settles. Up next, China unveils lofty economic ambitions. Heading to China, the country has set an ambitious annual growth target of around 5%, aiming to bolster confidence amid economic challenges such as their property slump and deflation. Despite economists' predictions of 4.6% growth, China's goal reflects its determination to stimulate the economy despite the difficulties posed by a higher base of comparison in 2024. The announcement of this bold stance comes amidst the backdrop of declining domestic demand, geopolitical tensions with the U.S., and a prolonged period of deflation. This move impacts individuals by influencing job security, inflation rates, and overall economic prospects. Globally, China's decision affects commodity prices, inflation rates, and investor sentiment in other countries. Notably, the plan to issue ultra-long special central government bonds signals potential shifts in fiscal policy with implications for global financial markets. However, the cancellation of Premier Li Qiang's press conference raises concerns about transparency in China's policymaking, further impacting investor confidence. However, China's economic performance and policy decisions have significant ramifications, both locally and globally, highlighting the interconnectedness of the global economy with China's economic trajectory. Let's keep going. China doesn't bite on Apple. Staying in China, Apple faced a significant setback as new data shows that iPhone sales plummeted by 24% in the first 6 weeks of 2024. This decline adds pressure on the tech giant, which has struggled to maintain its dominance in the world's largest smartphone market. Competitors like Vivo have gained ground, particularly in the budget tech landscape. To curb declining demand, Apple initiated rare discounts and online resellers slashed prices. As a result, Apple shares fell by 2.4%, contributing to an overall 11% decrease since this year's start. The company's assembly partner, Hon Hai Precision, also reported an 18% drop in sales. Still, Apple's recent earnings report showed resilience, with stronger iPhone sales during the holiday quarter, though China remained a weak spot. For consumers, it may be nice to find discounted iPhones, but what's good for buyers isn't necessarily good for the business. This sales slump has broader implications on global markets, given Apple's significant presence and influence in the tech sector, and could have ripple effects. Looking ahead, Apple's efforts to diversify its product lineup, including investments in AI and the Vision Pro headset, indicate a strategic shift amidst intensifying competition and changing market dynamics. Up next, JetBlue grounds Spirit takeover plans. Back in America, JetBlue Airways has officially abandoned its $3.8 billion bid for Spirit Airlines due to regulatory hurdles, instead resolving the matter by paying Spirit $69 million. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling against the merger on antitrust grounds and pressure from activist investor Carl Icahn, who has gained two seats on JetBlue's board. Both airlines will now face new challenges in a weakened domestic market, while manufacturing issues continue to plague engine maker Pratt & Whitney. The failed merger leaves JetBlue without an anticipated fleet expansion and will force a revaluation of its operational approach. With JetBlue's former CEO, Robin Hayes, stepping down due to health reasons, the company's track record in major partnerships and planned acquisitions has become quite shaky. More broadly, this means that individuals can potentially see fewer flight options and less competitive pricing in the short term, affecting overall dynamics within the airline industry. Further, the failed merger underscores the complexity of regulatory scrutiny and investor pressure in shaping corporate strategies, emphasizing the importance of adaptability and resilience in navigating turbulent market conditions. Up next, Boeing's reputation takes a nosedive. And on the subject of planes, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, uncovered multiple quality control lapses at Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems following an alarming incident involving an Alaskan Airlines 737 MAX 9 jet last month, which prompted intense scrutiny. The audit revealed shortcomings in manufacturing processes such as parts handling and product control, further highlighting deficiencies in Boeing's safety culture and putting further pressure on Boeing to fix these issues within 90 days. The FAA's investigation comes as Boeing considers acquiring Spirit AeroSystems and implements measures like frequent pauses in manufacturing to address missing or incomplete parts. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker hinted at the possibility of broadening the review while the Justice Department conducts its investigation. Boeing pledged to address the findings and enhance quality control measures, but notably, they've said this before after previous safety reviews, to no avail. Looking at the bigger picture, these developments underscore the significance of ensuring compliance with safety regulations and enhancing oversight in the aviation industry, potentially influencing regulatory actions and public trust in airplane safety, which is obviously a huge deal. And up last, tech stocks in turmoil. Finally, amidst a recent market upswing, prominent tech titans like Apple and Tesla encountered stumbling blocks in vital markets such as China, which we covered earlier, sparking concerns regarding overvaluation within the tech sector. These anxieties escalated as bullish bets on U.S. tech stocks hit a three-year peak before triggering a downturn across U.S. stocks overall. Notably, heavyweights like Tesla and Apple bore the brunt, witnessing substantial declines in their shares. What are experts saying? Some experts believe that the surge in tech stock prices reflect robust fundamentals, while others caution against potential risks linked with an overheated market. So, what's the take-home message? From impacting investment portfolios to swaying broader market sentiment and strategies, the ongoing concerns around the sustainability of the tech rally underscore the importance of vigilant monitoring and adaptable investment approaches to navigate market turbulence. All right, that's a wrap for Fin Weekly. I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next episode, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com.
BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello at BYFIQ.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit BYFIQ.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.